Today's podcast is presented by Boatchella, a Coachella-themed boat party featuring an incredible excursion on the St. Croix River with two bands, a DJ, bottomless food, and drinks. Boatchella is looking to be the turning point of this already historic year. So come celebrate with us in Stillwater, Minnesota at 12 p.m. on Saturday, August 8th. Link to the tickets is in the description of this very podcast. Let's make history. Let's get weird, and let's get after it. I'm just an ordinary average guy. My friends are boring, and so am I. We're just ordinary average guys. All right, dude, I guess we're here. I guess this is it.
I guess we are here, dude.
We're officially 24 hours from quite possibly the biggest day of our lives.
We are under 24 hours. Yeah. We'll be on the boat in 15 minutes.
In 24 hours.
In 24 hours.
In 24 hours. Yeah. We'll be setting sail. And man, I guess the preview of it all is just, we'll kind of do a quick podcast on it. We'll run down what to expect, I guess, or what, I guess I don't really care about that. I'm just excited to freaking go on a boat and party.
I'm very excited. This is like what? So 2 months of actual like go time preparation. But since the last one ended, we were going to have this on June 20th, 2020. And we said that on that podcast with Steve and Mark, we put it on the calendar as the recap Boatchella podcast. And we're like, all right, screw it. We'll just pick a date and we'll just send it, tell everyone. 6/2020, June 20th, 2020.
Yeah, we just decided on the date.
And, you know, that didn't work out, but
no.
we pivoted once we got news that you could have 250 people in a space. We called the boat company, and the boat company was like, yep, we are full go for all people that have rented the boat. And, the action items just followed.
Yeah, the action items followed for sure. And you brought up a good point, like 250 people allowed in a space, and that was kind of our green light. And a lot of people are still sitting here saying, you know, you guys are selfish, you're stupid, you're morons. Why do you have to throw a party in the middle of a fucking pandemic? And I'm not going to sit here and tell them they're wrong. Honestly, I'm not at all. But we're following the rules. And we're doing everything we can to stay safe. And if you're going to allow us to be able to do something like this, then I'm going to take advantage of the opportunity.
Right. And I think what's really cool is we'll have an opportunity to like pave the way for people. Like no one has done anything like this yet. And people, if we do this successfully in the sense of like, you know, everyone is safe and it works out where there's not any like super ramifications, we can maybe there is a way to get events outside happening again.
Yeah.
I don't know. We're going to be outside for the whole time. And the boat company and the city of Stillwater have welcomed us with open arms. And I'm excited.
I've just had a ton of anxiety on my end. Just like feels like we're knocking on the doorstep of cancel culture. Like any PR boat party that's happened before us in the last 6 weeks has been like the worst thing ever for those people, like the boat thing in New York that got fucked up. Do you see that?
Yes.
Yeah. And
they were doing a lot of other things that were illegal.
Right. There was all kinds of terrible legalities there that kind of screwed them over. And then you got that Chainsmokers outdoor drive-in concert or whatever. And I don't even know if that was that bad or whatever. But again, if it's within the rules and we're throwing it in a small town of Minnesota, like, that's my excuse, you know. We're following the rules, and we're gonna have a good time.
We are abiding by the rules. And what's awesome is we got a full day event, and we are gonna start it off at the Freight House at 11 a.m. Yep. Partnered up with Lift Bridge Brewery, that local brewery in Stillwater, that's gonna run drink deals for all of our Boatchellians.
The Boatchellians, you guys. Call that.
Yeah, the Boatchellians. We got $3 Lift Bridge Mango. Which are supposedly the number one hitter that they have right now.
Yeah, and they do have seltzers too, but I don't know if we'll even have them on at the Freight House. Unfortunately,
I don't think they're there.
We pushed so hard for seltzers. We're like, look, your demographic of seltzers is supposed to be here, like, needs, like, it would be stupid not to have them there.
Right.
So, you know, I guess if we got to give our money to White Claw, we got to do it.
But we got to do it.
Regardless, I mean, we're going to be having the Mango Blondes. Yeah, the Mango Blondes from Lift Bridge. That's going to absolutely rip. And then in addition to that, I mean, we're going to have obviously the freaking bands on the boat and everything. So I would say pregame, if you're looking to pregame, get there at around
11. Yeah,
because by 1 we want everybody leaving to get to the boat.
Right. We're going to start that check-in process at 1:15. And the Freight House is allowing 125 of the Boatcella 2020 event happening there, and the other 125 can go to PD Pappy's.
Yeah. So we gave both options, just to assuming that there'd be a natural split. So we kind of hope that that won't be an issue.
Exactly.
But
we'll see how many people show up to the pregame, or how many people are just going to walk right onto the boat.
Right. Yeah. Do you even know how you're getting there tomorrow?
I'm going to drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to drive.
What are we going to fly? Helicopter?
I don't know.
Uber?
Swim, walk. Yeah. Uber. That was kind of my thing. And then, just drive there. That makes sense. Yeah, it would be key if you're listening and going, you definitely should find a sober cab.
A sober cab, a DD.
At least there.
Right. Maybe even get an Airbnb so you can spend the night in Stillwater.
There you go. Hey, no problem.
Yeah.
But what has been your, for a little bit of background for the listeners, the interns, I've been in Tucson the whole time, and Andrew and I have basically been doing all the planning and back end work virtually. What has been your favorite part of the planning process, if any of it?
Oof. My favorite part is the amount of excitement we get from external people, and the amount of like yeses that we've gotten from this sense of like sponsorships, vendors, you name it, that want to be a part of the Boatcella event. It's been insane that we're doing something that we don't necessarily need to explain ourselves anymore. For the longest time, anything that we've done takes, you know, another few sentences of like, this is why we're doing it, and this is what could happen if you are a part of it. But now we just say what's happening, and sponsors such as Green Rider that have never even interacted with Back Pocket say yes to it. Sponsors like Project Moment say yes to it. That's like blows my mind. And it's very exciting to have people backing you financially and just like they're matching you with excitement.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I think that would be my favorite part of going through the planning process this year is like you said, there's just no explaining that needs to be done. Like people, when you say Boatcella, people just, and explain to them what it is, Coachella themed boat party, they're like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. Like, I'm in. You don't have to over explain, because for the longest time, we've always had to over explain what a podcast is, or what we do on the podcast, or what we do around our podcast. And this is something that's, you know, somewhat external from it, but at the same time, it's our thing, you know? So to be able to create something like that to that magnitude is phenomenal. It's great.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it. Granted, it's during a pandemic, it's all these odds and things going against us. But again, like we've worked tirelessly to make sure that this thing runs as smoothly as possible. And once that clock strikes 11 and we are all starting drinks start going at the Freight House, you know, most of that stuff's really out of our control. We kind of just have a confined of of things, or a confined of space for people to operate in. Do as you please.
Do as you please. Oh man. Throwing events are the most stressful yet most rewarding thing.
Yeah,
I am beyond nervous and beyond stress. I got hella knots in my neck thinking about, you know, all the moving parts that go into an event. And but every single time I get like step onto the stage or step onto the platform that we've built for our event, it's like, this is why we do it.
Yeah.
This is why seeing all these people just stoked and excited for something that you put together. And this is definitely the biggest thing that we've done. The most monetary investment, the most all-encompassing moving parts. It's freaking insane that we've done it virtually too. Like for the last 3 months, you have been in Arizona and I'm just hunkering down here. You're the eye in the sky as I'm the moving part, like walking around Minneapolis.
Right, right.
It's fucking sick.
It's really awesome. I do like it. It's like
that's why we do the events.
Yeah,
we get to get the people. We get to, like, we're doing this right now, and we're just assuming that the people listening are excited and care, right? But now we get to see them firsthand.
Right. No, that's right. And it's just like really good feedback for us. And I really like the idea of just the community aspect of it. Like, I feel like we're kind of starved of it a little bit right now, and this will kind of wake people back up, just in the idea of feeling like you're part of something. And that's really why I want to do it, is like feed that community aspect and make people feel like they're a part of something that's bigger than them. Cause we're definitely in fear of something that's much bigger than us right now, and in fear of something that we really don't have any control over. But I'd like to provide something so people where they can show up and contribute to something that's pretty freaking awesome. And you can show up in speed glasses, have a mullet, have a sneaky little mask on, all these different things that are part of you, of this community.
Yeah. Dude, how about some of these emails that we've been getting from party goers with their concerns? Like, we had one yesterday saying, some clarifying questions with how much food's available and pricing on drinks. This is for my birthday. I was like, sick. Like, we'll make sure to do something for you, Sarah. Like, Sarah, you're going to have a hell of a time, and you're coming for your birthday. That's sick that you thought of us.
Yeah.
We had someone message us this morning, like, will there be water available, or should I bring the water? I'm nursing, so I'm going to need water. What?
Dude, no.
Was that a joke? I don't know.
So. I hope that's a dude trying to fuck with us, because the thought of having a woman who's nursing right now, holy shit.
Wait, so what exactly, does that mean they've had the kid and they're feeding the kid, right? They're breastfeeding? Or nursing, it means they're pregnant and they're nursing the baby in the stomach.
Marcus, can you weigh in on this?
I mean, as far as I know, and I'm no expert, I'm not going to
claim to be. But as far as I know, when you're nursing, I think that you already have the kid.
You already had the kid.
I think so.
Yeah. That's what I thought too, because nursing is breastfeeding.
Gotcha. So, exactly. That's why she can drink if she wants to.
Ooh, I don't think that you can drink alcohol because you're still feeding the baby. So unless that baby's trying to get lit. Ocella.
Yeah. That's why she needed water.
Yeah.
Water.
That's
water.
Water's free.
Water's free.
Sure. I mean, we're on water.
What part of water don't you get?
So that was wild.
Oh, that was wild. But I really do think, like, that's the best way that I can rationalize it, is like, we're more than the podcast. We're a brand. We got a community and a cool following and everything. And it's young. It's spry. It's really not much. Oh, it's not really that big, because if it was big, then people would be shitting on us from left and right on this whole thing, you know?
We've gotten like five people that have like gotten to our email and said,
cancel, post.
You should think about doing something differently, or not. This is not the time and place for this.
You're right. But like, thanks for the emails, you know? We're trying to, and actually from a lot of those emails, we've put in different, processes that we're going to be utilizing on the boat to, you know, try and mitigate some of these concerns that people have been having. But it's kind of nice that we're not big though. Like if we were the size of Barstool right now, there's no way we would even try and inherit some sort of risk like that.
Right.
But for us, like, we're probably going to see some backlash or something after the event. Right.
Yeah, that's a guarantee, right? There's going to be something that comes up.
Yeah.
And that's why we got the whatever plans that we have in place to, you know, handle each little situation.
Yeah.
Well, what's crazy, you hear about people going to weddings and then coming back and some people test positive, and you just move on through your merry way and you do your best to quarantine and stay away from people that have the high risk situation, or like the high risk in their health.
Yeah.
Stay away from grandparents and people with asthma and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And those people aren't going to be coming on the event. Are coming to the event, you hope, right? Like, those you should, I hope there's
so
not going to be like a 70
showed up. I'd like, be really mad.
But if he did show up, like, we got to ask him,
we got to embrace him.
Why'd you, like, we had a grandpa last year, what was his name, from Europe?
Fred
from Europe. Yeah. That came, he just walked on board. That's a bummer that probably won't happen. We won't get the stranger.
If it does, I'm gonna get real nervous. And but I mean, you gotta operate and move and continue and be like, hey, welcome.
It's really the real FOAG. We've talked about it, we've preached it, we're FOAG woo.
Yeah,
figure it out, adjust and go.
Exactly. As much as you try and plan though for these types of things, like, there's just always gonna be something new that'll pop up tomorrow that, you know, it'll be what it is, you know.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. But I'm just very, very proud of us. I think at this point, you can do nothing but smile and stay safe.
have a rip roaring time at Boachella.
Seriously, but yeah, it's just crazy. I loved picking out my outfit online.
I went to the Mall of America because that's open.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on that.
Yeah, because I got a fat Urban Outfitters, and you know that's, I'm an urban boy.
Yeah, you really are. Why? Just because?
Yeah, it's not that expensive.
Okay.
If you get things on sale.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I like the fit.
Yeah, the fits are nice. I just found like some shit online. I was trying to look for like a graphic tee for the longest time, and then I just kind of decided, I'm like, you know what? I'm just gonna put Andrew's dad on a shirt and wear that instead. I think that'll be way more fun.
I love how you got him out of the poll too.
Yeah, well, because we get videos from him every single week and all the different things, and I was gonna put every single one of them, but they were all kind of so repetitive, and the only one that I was really, really laughing at was the one where he came out of the pool, was like, first one in the pool. First one in the pool. First one I'm the first one who's ever been in the pool since COVID. He was so excited and everything, and I was like, "That's such a good moment."
I can't wait to see my dad's reaction.
Yeah, are you like? I feel like you have a lot of nerves. Like you're like nervous for him to see this.
Yeah, I am. He's just gonna be like, "Damn it, Declan," you know?
You think?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he probably wishes. He's probably not pissed that he's on your shirt. It's probably just it's that photo. He looks foolish. But he actually looks like it's, I mean, I don't know.
Dude, but this is an exact representation of Johnny I to us sending videos, dude.
True. So, it is electric. And you got it in the red outline.
Yeah.
It's vibrant.
It is, dude. It's sweet. It's a little champion shirt, too. Runs a little big. But hey, it's all right.
Will this be, can you buy this online? Or are we going to be selling this?
Yeah. I just wanted to make it first, see what people thought about it. And then like, if I got buy-in from the people who watch our Instagram stories and are like, oh, I love your dad,
I want to get one of these,
then hey,
then we'll put it online.
Put it online. Right.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of my thought process.
Yeah.
And then the freaking glasses. I think that's going to be the biggest hit for Boachella.
Dude, these speed shades that we're wearing right now, Declan is sponsored by these guys. What? Do you know the name of the company?
Yeah.
Their logo is an and symbol.
Yeah. It's Fifth and Brooklyn. Is the
Fifth
name.
And Brooklyn?
Yeah, I think it is. I don't want to stray away, but I think it's, yeah, Fifth and Brooklyn is the name of the company. They're out of Toronto, and they have all these different shades. If you go on their website literally looks like it was made in 2004. It's funnier shit. Like, I has all these stock photos with the glasses and stuff, yeah. And it was like, tag us and you'll be famous. I'm like, who are these people?
What was even more funny is, you posted a bunch of photos with the beat up ones that had broken and you put electrical tape on it. And then
Fifth and Baldwin, not Fifth and Brooklyn. Fifth and Baldwin.
Fifth and Baldwin.
Yeah.
And you had all these photos, and then all of a sudden you're like, I should tag these guys and give them some credit. And you tagged them all at once. So they got all these notifications at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they slid in your DMs and were like, yo, this is sick. Let me send you a pair. And then you're like, actually, can I get 8 pairs? And because of for Boachella, that's happening in a couple weeks. And they rush shipped all of these sunglasses.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, they
balled out.
They balled out.
Right. That's another example of someone just saying yes to us because we just tell them what's going on.
Yeah. And granted, I did ask for 100 because I wanted everyone to have them.
And they were like, let's do 8.
They're like, hey, just choose a couple from each of the different styles that you like and we'll send them your way right away.
Yeah.
And I was like, just make sure it gets there before August 8th. And they sure shit did that. When did these actually arrive?
I was home in Chicago for a week. And then when I came back, they were at the doorstep.
Already here.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Cause some of the people, like when I had posted these, cause the reason I found these originally was because I got hit with an Instagram ad that said free sunglasses. So of course I swiped up and,
free shades, pay for shipping.
Free shades, pay for shipping. So I paid $11 for 3 pairs of shades one pair. I thought, I didn't know at the time that you could get 3 for free, but I only got 1 at the time. Ordered it. It took, I mean, I ordered in the midst of COVID nonetheless, but it took 2.5 months to get here.
And when it did. And yeah. Cause you wanted to have it for the Brogan podcast, right? That got pushed like 6 times.
Yeah.
And then get canceled, then get but canceled. Then still pending.
Pending. Yeah. Well, we'll get them on.
Eventually. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I don't know after that. I mean, they broke and then I taped them up and they don't even look like the glasses they sell, which is the funniest part. And then, then once they hit me back, like after I tagged them a bunch, it was smooth sailing from there. Kind of my biggest achievement as an influencer.
Yeah.
Can't believe I just call myself an influencer. I'm not an influencer.
Yeah, you are, dude.
No, I'm not.
You're a full-blown influencer.
I'm not an influencer. I'm not influencing jack shit.
But speaking of Brogan, and I guess a bunch of other people that we've reached out to or that have reached out to us during since we've been planning Bochella, that's been an also just a hilarious interactions left and right. Because one of the coolest things about doing these podcasts is we have someone in our corner for everything. Like whatever,
which is why we're doing what we're doing, probably. Because like if we had enough people telling us not to, we'd probably be like, well, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if everyone that's in our corner is saying yes. Like that's on the been on the show.
True.
I'm just saying, like, if we need someone that like is in a nonprofit and we're looking to give back to something, like we have like six people that have been on the show that are focused on nonprofits, and those are people that are in our corner. Like we've had all these people that we can just say, hey, we need help with legal stuff, and we got someone for it. We need help with a DJ. We got 40 people in our DMs. We need help with just check-in process. We get 20 people into our DMs. Like we have people in our corner.
Right.
And, but what's as hilarious is just like getting all this feedback, whether it's like Jason Koons or, you know, you name it, just Brogan. Yeah.
It's going to be an absolute bro fest.
Yeah.
I'm like, Brogan, girls will be there. I promise.
Right. But it's just so funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
That's why that's why we eventually, like, originally had the idea for this event is to bring all of these people on our show into one space. and then the people that have listened that are close to these people that can all get to meet everyone and hang out. Now it just so happens that we're doing it during a pandemic and. Yeah, that whole thing. It's hard to even like wrap my head around it and articulate my thoughts because they're so sporadic and loose. But I just know that this in 24 hours, now that we have set sail, it's 2:03. Yeah. We have set sail and we're going to be moving a million miles an hour trying to make things happen.
We should do some prop bets.
Okay. Like predicting what's going to happen?
No. Just like prop bets on certain things that you think will happen and I think will happen, then we'll put some odds to it.
Okay. Prop bets. What's going to happen? All right. Oof. What are the odds that someone shows up coming from, or do you think someone will show up coming off of a party bus like last
year?
Yes or no? That's a prop bet. Minus plus 200, because this year I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, it's tough to say because it's
so plus 200. If you say yes, then that you're going to make more money. You're going to make $2 to the dollar.
Right. Yeah, I just think it's going to be tough because
the situation.
There's no party buses. Like party.
Our party bus is okay.
Yeah,
I heard.
Mark, can you look that up? Can you like just say party bus rent party bus?
I actually think they are because I was talking to someone the other day and they said they were doing a party bus for someone's birthday.
Okay. Oh well, then maybe.
So there's a chance. Yes. But I'm still saying plus 200. Smash. You're gonna hammer the yes.
I'm gonna hammer the yes.
I'm gonna say no. But that was an original plan for Bochella, was to offer like six party buses from
Minneapolis,
St. Paul or Minneapolis, and drive them down because it's such a far drive.
Yeah.
Or it's 30 minutes, but we figured we can entertain people for that 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And we closed the door on that one. That was one of our smarter decisions, I think.
Yeah.
So many moving parts.
Oh, yeah.
Close the doors on that and just focus on the event at hand.
Yeah.
Instead of the transportation to the event and back.
Let people figure out how
event.
To get there.
Yeah.
And of course, we're getting slews of texts like, hey, how are you getting there? I'm like, I don't really know. I'm figuring that out myself still.
And the reason we had the boat or the buses on there is because we wanted to sell it out. We were like, people aren't going to want to come to Stillwater because it's a far drive from the Twin Cities.
Right.
So we got to offer them some sort of transportation. Lo and behold, we're four tickets shy of selling out. We might have already sold out like as we're talking.
We
might have gotten those four. And that's insane to me. 24 hours before the event and we sold out. Last year, we sold 130 tickets and we had sold 67 4 days prior to the event.
Yeah, we were sitting like $1,500 in the hole.
In the cheddar,
yeah, in purgatory before the day of. And I just remember looking at you and just being like, it's for the birds, dude. Like let's just have a blast.
The people that show up.
Yeah. And we ended up having an absolute blast with Yam House on the boat and everything. And then we woke up the next morning, did the math after selling a bunch of tickets that day, and the day prior, and we were like, wow. So we only lost $50.
Kidding me?
kidding me?
No, we lost 250.
We were down 250.
I crunched the numbers, woke you up. I was like, dude, we lost 250 for the birds.
Again, for the birds, dude. That's way better than 1,500.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, I remembered we had a 300.
Driving to breakfast with the crew.
$300 down deposit on the boat. We're getting that back. We made 50.
We made 50 bucks.
So stupid.
And this year, we have basically sold out. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome. Again, on a night like last year, we had to spend so much time telling people what the hell this thing was. And this year, like, very minimal of that. It's been more just like trying to be creative with promotion and whatnot.
Right.
Which is what this is. I feel like just going live on Instagram, which I think this is working well. I haven't heard anybody like say that it's a piece of shit stream or something like that. But
lo and behold, they could be keeping it to themselves.
They could just be keeping silent on it. Who knows?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people are keeping silent.
Yeah. A lot of people are keeping silent. Okay. I got a prop bet. What are the chances we get Heaven is a Place on Earth this year and we get a drum line of people all spaced out 6 feet apart on that top deck?
Oh, doing our classic Heaven's on a Place on Earth.
Yeah.
Dance?
Yeah. We all like spread out.
What's the line there?
I it's gotta be minus like 110.
I'm hammering that. Yeah, yes. That's an absolute yes.
Yeah, you have to. I just think
this year we're going to make that happen. Yeah.
Totally happen.
Got to get that
filmed. Last year we kind of screwed it up. I don't remember what happened.
No, Ty refused to play. Our DJ said, no, I'm not playing. It's going to ruin the vibe. And I was just like, what? It threw me for a loop. And I was
like,
and I walked away.
Okay, song.
All right, how about prop bet? Will one of these pair of shades get broken? Minus 400.
Do it. No. No shades will be broken on Coachella. Mark my fucking words.
All right. Plus you got the big dog there. Time dog.
I do.
Yeah.
No shades will be broken. I swear to God, dude. That would be horrible.
Fifth and Boland.
Yeah. Oh shit. I just remembered we got to let them know that we want 240 box meals.
Famous Dave.
Yeah, I'll take care of that after. Sorry, just random thought entered my head because my next prop bet was, is everyone gonna like the Famous Dave's after the boat?
I don't think everyone's gonna like it, but will the majority of people want it? Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the other thing I was thinking of, is the best pictures are going to be people hammered off the boat on the side of the road eating Famous Dave's.
100%.
We got to make sure
wearing the gear that they're in, just sitting on a curb.
Yes, it's like
Doomsday stuff.
It's got Doomsday vibes, but it's also got like the what do you call it? One night stand vibes. You know, like getting picked up by your boys after you just like spent the night at some girl's place.
Loosely have your clothes on.
Loosely have your clothes on. It's, you know, shit like that. That's kind of what I would imagine this all kind of shaking out like. I don't know. I think that's what it's gonna be.
I am very excited that people are gonna have Famous Dave's walking off the boat.
Yeah.
I'm bummed Famous Dave himself won't be there. He is our best running bit of all time.
Yeah,
but it actually makes sense.
Let's be real, dude. Like we said earlier, like if an old guy shows up on the boat wants to come, like okay, you know, get a little nervous there. But we can't be breaking headlines saying that Famous Dave is in critical condition because he has COVID, you know?
Because of our event, yeah.
Yeah, because he showed up for a meet and greet.
Yeah.
What were we thinking, dude?
Nah.
What were we thinking?
Irrelevant.
Right?
It didn't work out, and now we're getting the food, which
was great.
It was great
to talk to him.
Yeah.
It was all worked out. We got
it, you know, all works out at the end of the day.
Got a little sponsorship, blah, blah, blah. Got the food. But like it would have been so bad to have him there.
Yeah. How about coming up with all these little sponsorship? Like how do we add value to our sponsors and come up with different various ways? I think my favorite one by far is looking at Lollapalooza and like what's the one that Basilica Block Party and you know how they label their stages like the Bud Light stage and blank.
Yeah.
And we're like, we can do that for our top floor and pitch it as the blank launch pad. And the first company we reach out to, the Minnesotan, we said, hey, do you want to sponsor our top floor? You get all the banner space you want, and it'll be the Minnesotan launch pad where the bands will be played. And the value was through the roof. They're like, yes, let's make that happen.
Yeah, sweet.
I think that's so cool that we can create value for small businesses like this.
Yeah, dude, absolutely. And their clothes are sweet, too. They're selling like Coachella apparel pretty much.
Yeah, they're hyping it up. They're making the event better.
Yeah, it's freaking sweet. Value add.
Value add. The Minnesotan launch pad.
Minnesotan launch pad.
Couldn't work out any better.
Yeah. Now we just got to make sure weather dials our way, which I think it should.
It looked like there's some morning showers, but
Showers is not bad though. It's just a little humid in the rest of the day. Like it's right. not gonna be like crazy sunlight, but if it's partly cloudy and not raining, I'm happy.
Let's have a blast. Yeah.
God bless.
God bless. Say less.
It's been so fun though. Honestly, the whole planning thing's been freaking insane. I've been having a blast with it.
Having a blast.
But yeah, I'm trying to think. Any other prop bets? I really Ooh. Do hope. Oh, you got one.
I got a prop bet. So our sponsors on the third floor next to the bar. We got four sponsors. We have Float, Metro Mugs, Project Moment, and Green Rider, and they're all going to be having games being played. Yeah. Whether it's like ride the bus, beer pong, flip cup, you name it. The sponsors are going to be hosting it. All right. Which one do you think is going to be the most successful? Which company do you think is going to have the most success drawing attention and then executing on the game?
I think if we do horse racing, if Green Rider goes through with the horse racing idea and they have a guy like moderating that and we do the card game horse race with people, I think that's the most successful game.
And you have with next to Green Rider will be Christian with Project Moment.
Trying to sell custom-made
Bocella necklaces and bracelets. That's sick.
That's going to be lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we have Save Our Liver, which is going to be just providing every single person with a gift bag to cure their hangover. That's insane.
Bags. Yeah. I'm excited for that. So that's all squared away, right? They already knew that was like,
I think, yeah, Jeremy's on that.
Okay.
You hearing this, Jeremy?
Yeah, I hope he's hearing this.
He's in the chat.
This is also us.
Can I get GGs in the chats?
Yeah, can we get GGs in the chats? What's up, Adam? Anybody here, GGs in the chats, please. Who, we got two people right now.
I think.
No, it's just me and you. But I think Green Rider's going to be a grand slam. I also think Float comes up with. Those guys are creative.
And I think, you know, Metro Mug's playing beer pong with mugs.
Is that what he's doing?
Did he decide on that? Hopefully he's using like golf balls like this so they don't necessarily like bounce out of the cups that out of glass they're going to bounce pretty heavily.
Right. Yeah.
We'll figure it out. But I'm taking the Float guys.
Float guys? Okay.
I think the favorite, the -110 favorite is Green Rider.
Yeah.
Float is sitting at a +100. And then Metro Mugs, we're putting you guys in last, but we were thinking the people betting on you could have big returns at +200.
Look, just go play the games, man. That's what it's all about.
Go play the games.
I want to give a shout out to our intern / head of event planning, Lauren Paul. Unbelievable what she's been doing for us this year.
Incredible.
So nice to have someone go and shop for you. Like, oh, thank God.
Thank God. We didn't have to worry about any of that.
No. Oh my gosh. Shopping last year was a joke.
We went to Walmart and got
$90 worth of fucking flowers.
Flowers. Single flowers.
Single flowers. Like the decorations last year were gross. This year we have the biggest Bocella sign. It's like 15 feet?
16.
16 feet wide.
Long and 3 feet tall.
3 feet tall, yep. And then we have...
We have four more Bocella banners. And then we have a massive 8x7, right?
8x7, yeah, something like that.
Maybe bigger. Let's Get Weird sign.
That's so cool.
Gorgeous.
I'm so excited for that.
Where are we going to put that? Second floor? Third floor?
I was going to put it third floor and have people take pictures behind it and shit.
Okay. We'll put it up against that. Yeah, I can kind of see it.
Yeah. Something like that.
How is it going to stay up? Zip ties?
Zip ties. That thing had like little holes along the side, didn't it?
Yeah.
Should be okay there.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, that's the other thing too is so when you show up tomorrow, you know, you're going to most likely be seeing Andy at the Freight House and Andy at PD Pappy's. He's going to be running back and forth, I would imagine. Hopefully they have birds. An electric scooter between each place.
Amen to that. Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. Except for the electric scooters. Bird, great company, not a sponsor, but doing great things. Maybe a sponsor next year. So, yeah, I mean, you'll be bouncing around between those two bars pre-gaming, hanging out with people, checking people in. If you want to check in early, check in with Andrew, get your names all dialed in. We'll be good there. And then
we got to call Ike and Caitlin and square away that.
Ike's coming over tonight, I think.
Okay. We'll give Caitlin a call.
Yeah. Caitlin a call. She'll be good there. She's our check-in lady. Yeah. So when you get checked in, you know, sign off or get your tickets, scan your tickets. We'll take your temperature just for
procedure,
just for, you know, COVID procedure. And then
stick to proto all day.
Stick to proto. We're very much proto guys. Always have been.
There's proto on everything.
Yes. And then that's it, right?
Then we go. Then let's get weird.
Yeah. Then we get weird. We go to Mars.
We go to Mars.
Simple as that.
And get on the launch pad and go blast off.
Okay. Here's another,
we got to make sure we take that video, of us jumping
in the,
in the sea of people.
I do want another shot. I want another shot where we're like walking. Have you been seeing those TikToks I've been obsessed with Harry Tate, the Vibe King guy?
Yeah.
So I want to recreate one of those and just have us like dancing as we're walking towards the camera and like in the sea of people on the boat. I think that should be so funny. That should be.
Yeah.
Something like that.
TikTok content will be through the roof.
Yeah, hopefully. And then, oh, okay.
Final notes.
No. This is one more prop. Probably final note as well. What is our ratio gonna be?
Great call.
Because we have no idea. We only see the names of the people who buy the tickets, and we had a ton of people buy group tickets, so we don't know what the guy to girl split is throughout the whole thing. I'll say right now, the organized females balled out for the first 140, 150. Like main, I would say 80% women.
Yes. So that makes me set the line at 65% females.
Wow.
And 45% males.
Okay.
Do you take the over on the male to female ratio? Or do you take the under?
Is the under more guys?
Yes.
Yeah, I gotta smash the under on that.
You're smashing the under?
I gotta imagine.
So what do you think the number should I have set it at 60?
Yeah, I really think it's gonna be like 50-50.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. I really think it's gonna be close.
It's gonna be above 60%.
Damn. Okay. Females. I would hope. That'd be sweet.
Just because of the ticket purchasers.
Yeah, right. So that, yeah, I mean, you gotta imagine. That's how it's gonna shake out.
I mean, if it's one girl asking seven dudes, I've been thrown for a loop.
Then we got fooled.
We got played.
Yeah, that's like my biggest. I'm just like most excited to see how that, like, what the ratio ends up playing up.
Yeah,
but right on. Dude, that's it, man. I hope you guys enjoyed this. How long have we been going for, Marcus?
40 minutes.
Yeah, about 40 minutes.
40 minutes. I think that's a good healthy podcast.
Good to digest.
Excited for Boachella. It's gonna be insane.
Let's get weird. Let's have a blast. Let's get after it.
Yes, and again, just to thank all of our sponsors: Save Our Liver, Metro Mugs, Let's Float, Project Moment, Green Rider. You'll see them all there tomorrow. And then get excited for our talent. We didn't even freaking talk about the music.
Oh yeah,
DJ Shit. Tommy Banks. He's going to be absolutely ripping it up at the very beginning. We got Bio, who I'm personally most excited to see.
Io's younger brother.
Io
didn't know that.
Literally had no idea. And his little brother's playing for us.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to kill it. And then obviously headliner Denny,
who you guys all know was on our show last year.
Yep.
Alex Rawlings, the lead singer.
They are going to be phenomenal. He already hinted at a costume change halfway through their set. So very excited for that. But there's all kinds of positive vibes, all kinds of insane things coming up here for Boachella tomorrow that I cannot wait for. Any final words, dude?
I'm ready.
I'm ready. Let's get weird.
The foundation's been laid.
Strong foundation.
Built like a pyramid.
Built like a pyramid.
Let's get after it.
All right. Let's get after it. Let's get weird. Let's make history. See you guys tomorrow.
Love you guys. Take care.
Take care. She could never pay someone else to say what she's trying to get across to you. She's a star gazer, and you can see the look in her eye. She's a dream chaser. She's made up her mind. Just watch her now.
she said.